Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York is turning aside calls from the New York congressional delegation, as well as Democratic members of New York State's legislature, saying he is not going to resign after multiple women have accused him of sexual misconduct. He also has an investigation that's underway in New York State over handling of deaths in nursing homes, and that information, the accusation is, was not released in a timely fashion due to political considerations. With us now is Democratic Member of Congress Adam Schiff from Los Angeles. Congressman, great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Larry. It's good to be with you.
Your thoughts about Governor Cuomo and the impasse between New York Democrats and the governor?
Well, I haven't followed the story as closely as I think my New York colleagues have, and many of them that I respect have reached the conclusion that he can't effectively continue as governor, that the investigation certainly needs to go on, but they favor him stepping down given the political incapacity. I tend to think they're right, that if this is impeding his ability to govern right now, certainly the allegations are against him are very serious, and it's necessary that, you know, during this pandemic that the state have good, sound leadership that that is focused on the job, and this record of sexual assault and harassment in the workplace is completely inconsistent with running a public office.
We also have some other national news just in. The city of Minneapolis has agreed to pay $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit from George Floyd's family over his death in police custody. This is jury selection continues in a former officer's murder trial. The Minneapolis City Council announced the settlement, which includes $500,000 for the neighborhood where Floyd was arrested. This just in, Minneapolis City Council agreeing to a $27 million settlement with George Floyd's family. Congressman Schiff, want to talk about the investigation into the insurrection January 6th, the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Where do things stand in trying to understand what degree of planning went into it and the failures to secure the Capitol on that day?
I'm working on a multi-committee investigation into exactly those issues. Frankly, some of the work we were doing on this preceded January 6th, when my committee was looking into allegations in the Department of Homeland Security from a whistleblower that the intelligence was being politicized, that the threat from white nationalists, the domestic terror from threat from white nationalists was being suppressed, and the threat from Antifa was being hyped. If that's true, of course, that poses a real danger to the country because you're not recognizing the real threats and you're promoting lesser threats. And so we're trying to determine, did that contribute to the lack of awareness and preparation for what happened on January 6th? It also looks, although it's still early, like we just didn't have the intelligence, that what we had was fairly thin, frankly. And it may not be because the intelligence wasn't there to be had. It certainly appears there was a lot of very open discussion online and organization. And so we're trying to analyze, was this a problem of intelligence gathering? Was it a problem of intelligence sharing? Was it a problem of not acting on the intelligence? Or was it some combination of the three, and that's really been our focus so far.
You, of course, have laid much of this at the feet of the former president for his conduct and for his language. Are there any colleagues of yours in Congress that you believe hold some degree of responsibility?
Absolutely. You know, I think any of my colleagues, and there were a great many, who were pushing out the president's lies about the election, who were stoking anger and resentment among their base and in the public, and ultimately who tried to overturn the results of the election, they bear a big share of the responsibility. Donald Trump could not have done this on his own. If responsible members of the Republican Party had said, "No, Mr. President, the election was free and it was fair. There's no evidence of widespread fraud. That's just a falsehood." Then we would not have had the climate we did on January 6th. And there are other members that share even more acute responsibility, like Mo Brooks, who spoke at that rally and helped to create that incendiary environment that led to the attack on the Capitol. So there's a lot of responsibility in the Congress, but of course the chief responsibility has to go to Donald Trump. He was the architect of the big lie, the executor of the big lie, and there's probably no single person who bears more responsibility than he does.
Do you think any of your colleagues should be disciplined?
Well, you know, we're grappling with that very fact and with that very question. We're still doing fact-finding in terms of what the role of members of Congress was. Certainly if there were members who were arranging to give tours to would-be insurrectionists to help them case the joint, things like that would require discipline at a minimum, if not legal action. The bigger problem we have is that there are just so many Republicans who are willing to promote the president's lies and attempt to overturn the election results even after the bloody insurrection. And what do we do with them? A majority of the members of the Intelligence Committee, including the ranking member, for example, voted to decertify the election results. Now, am I going to stop the whole work of the committee because they did that? That there's too much work, important work of the committee that needs to get done. So we're all grappling with it. I think each member is making a different decision about how this will affect their relationship with their colleagues.
And we know we're almost out of time, but millions of dollars going to arts organizations. Just briefly, how much of that you think is coming to Southern California?
I think a lot. Overall, there's in the relief bill $470 million for arts organizations that you know have particularly been devastated, and many of them, of course, in Southern California, that has such a concentration of people in arts and entertainment. A lot of arts venues were the very first to close. They'll be the last to open. A lot of small ballet companies and symphonies and theaters may never open their doors if they don't get this help. So it's going to be a real boost to our local economy, but also to a lot of people who have devoted themselves to the arts and have been unemployed or having to close down their business.
Thank you so much, Congressman Schiff. As always, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.